So, good morning, everyone. We're looking at the waters of the Mississippi River as just one example of devastating weather this spring around the United States, and particularly in the South. Shirley Baker joins us. She was a resident of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and a victim of those record tornadoes that we reported on some weeks back. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning.
What happened to you when the tornadoes hit?
Well, we lost our home and everything we had.
And you and your 12-year-old granddaughter lived in a building. And where's that building now?
In shrubs.
In shreds.
In shreds.
It's literally demolished.
Literally.
Now, did you ever imagine that you would be considered, as you and thousands of other people in the Tuscaloosa area are, homeless?
No, sir, I never did.
Describe your frustrations in trying to get a roof over your head in the aftermath of this disaster.
Well, I think here what's happening is it was so many people that were affected by the tragedy that some of the homes that people did have to rent, those homes were destroyed, and then those people have to have places to live, and then you have some of us that some people don't have a place to live. They're staying with others. There's nowhere to go.
Where are you staying now, Shirley Baker?
I'm staying with my mother.
And she's okay with that?
Yes, she is.
She better be. This is an emergency. Yeah, exactly.
We were blessed. But can I publicly thank the Lord for sparing some of our lives?
You go right ahead.
I would love to. I thank the Lord from the bottom of my heart. I really do. I thank him for sparing not only my life, but others. It had to be here.
Well, we thank him, too, for allowing us to speak with you about the situation, which isn't just affecting one woman,
no.
Shirley Baker, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Kim Severson, our good friend, but who's now the Atlanta bureau chief for the New York Times, is in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this morning. Kim, you've reported this homeless story in Alabama. What is the scale of the problem that Shirley Baker is describing?
Well, Shirley's just one of what will probably be 10,000 or more people who are looking for housing. Tuscaloosa in particular got hit hardest. They lost maybe 5,000 housing units, apartments and homes. And, you know, it's a town of about 93,000 people. And certainly if you had a lot of money, you might be able to rent a snazzy downtown loft. But for, you know, average working class people and people like Shirley, you know, there's just no apartments at low level. So folks, moms living with their ex-stepdads, and there's still a lot of people in shelters, and you know that starts to wear thin after a while. You know, you can only bunk up with somebody for so long. People are waiting for their FEMA checks, but even if they do get, say, the $3,000 or $4,000 for rental assistance from FEMA, there's just no place to rent right now.
And we often hear about FEMA's inadequate response to Katrina because of the scale of that disaster. This is not so much of scale; it's a level of unpredictability of where the homelessness actually took place. And I just wonder why FEMA is having so much difficulty getting roofs over people's heads.
There's sort of no roofs to be had. And the city of Tuscaloosa has identified 12 pieces of vacant land, and FEMA may end up having to build some mobile homes there. You know, they're very sensitive to the trailer problem that happened in Katrina, where they had some like 120,000 emergency trailers that, number one, turned out to be full of formaldehyde, and number two, ended up being essentially housing projects. People just didn't have anywhere else to go live, so they ended up living for 18 months in these little temporary trailers. So, you know, it's not an instantaneous thing. You have to, the scope of destruction in these neighborhoods in Tuscaloosa is astounding, and you can stand on a hill in Shirley's neighborhood, for example, and do a complete 360, and you're not seeing a house standing. So the scale of the destruction is something. And then also you've got people who've lost jobs, and you've got a city that's just taxed to its maximum. So the idea of getting out, and they're trying to find housing stock, existing housing stock, foreclosed homes to get people into. But it's going to take time, and the disaster relief workers and federal officials I talked to down there said it probably would be 2 or 3 weeks before they really get their arms around it, because that's when people just can't live with their relatives anymore, and they really are trying to move out and find a place, and they're going to start to get more desperate.
And there's an economic catch-22 in the sense that if the federal government just set up a giant mobile home park down there, that would reduce the incentive for new investment to come in and actually build permanent housing stock, right?
Right, and it also then changes the nature of the city, and you've got all the problems that might come with people in long-term subsidized housing. So it is really a tough cycle to break. There's also rural Alabama to consider, where there are many, many elderly people, people who their whole lives were invested in these small homes, and there are not a lot of relatives around for them to go stay in. There's not a lot of alternative shelter. So there may be some FEMA-style trailers up in rural Alabama. Those communities, there aren't the resources. People aren't pouring money into, someplace up like Rainesville,
sure,
Alabama, in Northeast. So that's another issue.
Kim Severson, Atlanta Bureau Chief, for our partner, The New York Times, on the line from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Shirley Baker, I don't mean to be superstitious. We're talking to you on this Friday the 13th. I want to wish you the best of luck today.
And I want to thank you for that.
Is it a little crowded there with your mom?
Yes, it is. And I'm sure it's uncomfortable for her.
But you got air conditioning, right?
Yes. And a roof.
And so you're gonna come heck or high water, you're going to make it through the summer, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, Shirley Baker, you take care. Tornado victim lost her apartment that she was sharing with her 12-year-old granddaughter during those record-setting tornadoes a couple of weeks back. Now living with her mother, one of the thousands of homeless people in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Good luck, Shirley.
Thank you.